Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Vitron's Logistics Podcast. My name is Robert Weber, and my guest today is Dr. Stefan Bauer. Welcome back.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Our topic today is AI and CPMS. Before we start, Stefan, can you please share a bit background when it comes to CPMS? Only three sentences, and then we go into AI.
Yes, since a few decades, Vitron is engaged in the packaging industry, and our flagship product supporting that industry is called CPMS, which is the term for the corrugated packaging management system.
And now it's a software module, right? So it's a software suite for the packaging industry. Let's talk a little bit about AI. What kind of use cases do you see when it comes to AI and CPMS?
Yeah, it's correct. As you say, CPMS is a software suite for the packaging industry, and it covers the holistic approach of the value chain processes. Mm-hmm. And within that value chain, there is a lot of opportunities which can be improved by AI. But before we speak about that, I think it's important that Vitron, as well as we in CPMS department, understand well what the strengths of generative AI is in order to use it to the best way.
So we are only talking about generative AI, or do we also talk about, let's call it, good old-fashioned AI?
It's a combination, because good old-fashioned AI is already in many areas included in the system, because we are optimizing several business processes by heuristics, which you can consider as some smart AI features.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to generative AI, there's a huge hype market, right? So we talk about agents, LLMs, and stuff like that. How do you define a meaningful use case when it comes to CPMS?
I think the approach for us has been that we understand first what are the strengths, as I said already, because there is an innovative technology now which can handle voice, text, as well as images, mm-hmm. and data statistics in a different way than ever before. And understanding that strengths, we will find the use cases in our system. Mm-hmm. In order to do so, we have contracted a partner with experience in that area, and together we have evaluated the different business processes where we can use AI in the best way. What is the effort? What is the benefit? What needs to be done in order to integrate it? And we won't stepwise approach it, always having in mind what the customer will really benefit from.
Mm-hmm. Is this the way to go, a new Vitron approach to partner with AI experts? Because when we talked, I think, 2, 3, 5 years ago, Vitron was focused, we do everything alone.
It's true that in this case, we are heavily relying on a partner, as our experience in AI is small. And we want to really not start from scratch. We want really to have an acceleration by a partner who is already experienced in that area. And that's why it's fully right that we are looking and including a partner in that approach.
You mentioned there are already use cases where you can create value out of AI. Can you share 2 or 3 examples? Where do you see now in the moment where value is created?
I think we're all using AI features like large language models as ChatGPT, which in our case is the model we are using. We can see how creative it can be interacting with language with a system.
Creative is a good word, because it could also be very strange in some cases, right?
It's true. You have to control the results well. But I think there is as well an expectation on the customer side that AI is supporting, but there's as well a realistic approach that not every response is reliable. I think that is as well something new, that the customer is not expecting a fully accurate answer.
But this is strange, right?
That's
normally
true.
When you're in an industrial setting, you want 99.9%, and now they are happy with 80%. But isn't that Is that strange for you as a B2B expert working in a packaging industry that the customers say, oh, 80% is fine?
Yeah, that's true. But even companies are having management strategy called 80-20. They want to do 80% right. And I think that's very common as well in the AI approach. Nobody is expecting that it is fully and always correct. But in the most of the cases, it is a large help.
Can you please share the use cases where you see GenAI your CPMS suite?
Because of the power of working with language, we have approached, first of all, that we can our international customer base support with a better documentation approach. Our books online is a comprehensive list of documents people are using in order to understand the functional scope, how to use it, parameter settings, how to set up the application. And this books online is available in English language. And now such AI features are allowing us as a medium-sized company as well to offer...
Oh, Vitron is not a medium-sized company
thank
anymore.
You, thank you. I'm happy to hear that. But in the area of packaging, I think we are. And for that approach, these AI features are allowing us to really provide our documentation now practically in all European and non-European languages. So it can really help us to approach our customer with a more native documentation. Even we have to maintain CPMS books online in English only.
Mm-hmm. So it's a translation task.
It's a little bit more because we can combine different sources of our documentation and the AI will find the corresponding terms in all of such documents and will combine it to a consistent presentation of information. And it does it, as I said, you can interact with it in your native language. We have included it in our support platform, which is, I think, a great support for our implementation teams at the customers.
Mm-hmm. So it's a chatbot, right?
Yes, it's a chatbot. It's called the CPMS bot, and that's where we started. So we have a support platform, the Vitron Tracker Online is the name, where the bot has been included in order that all our key users have access during their support requests.
Is it more when it comes to support, or where do you see the use case? Is it when it comes to maintenance, new employees are at the machine? Do you see it in maintenance? Where do you see mainly the use case?
You know, I think it has been very important that we gain some experience before we are approaching more difficult use cases. And that's why we thought support of documentation in international languages is the right thing to do. And it worked out in that way because within a short period of time, we could write the prompt in a way that it is really supportive. And what we are now...
Do you do prompt injection or is it really a ChatGPT with a RAG solution?
It's a RAG solution with a comprehensive prompt where we are as well taking decisions depending on what the ChatGPT is understanding. And the next step will be that we are taking that CPMS bot within the CPMS application so that not just key users in the support platform can use it, so that it is as well, like you know it from the Copilot in the Office documents, that every CPMS user can interact with the bot at the time working with CPMS.
And is this the first step when it comes then to, let's say, a CPMS agent or something like this?
Correct. I think the approach that we are providing support to the documentation is just the start. We want to extend then the bot to an agent where it does really work for you. And I think there is a lot of opportunities because of the ability to read text, to understand voice, to understand documents, and we can further automate our business processes. If you look to CPMS, then we actually are handling three different kind of entities. It's about the order, it's about the manufacturing order and the delivery order. And I think in the manufacturing order and the delivery order, we have approached...
But this is very tricky, right? So aren't you afraid a little bit playing with agent when it comes to manufacturing and delivery? Or
that's true. That's why I wanted to say in the manufacturing area and the shipment planning, we have approached it with very classical algorithm and heuristics. And I think that is providing a lot of benefits already. However, in the area of the customer order management, we are still relying on electronic interfacing like EDI, like web orders, and there is still a large portion of order entry where people at the pre-sales and the sales department are receiving orders by PDF documents, by mails, where they have to rekey the features into the system. And I think that's as well where the agent can help us to automate this area as well, as we do in manufacturing and the dispatch area.
That's interesting because I think that this is monkey work, right? Reading the emails and then going to an order. That's a typical use case when it comes to agent.
That's true. We are analyzing the documents we receive. We are selecting the keywords and then can create the order input without actually keying. And the bot can as well, in kind of an agent, verify the data they receive because they can interact with the database by an API layer. So when they are finding the customer name, the customer location, the product, they can interact with the database and verify that this delivery location is created in the system, that this product has the right status. So they not just are rekeying what they analyze in the document, they verify that the data is compliant with what the database has already included.
Do your customers already have APIs for agents, or is it I think it's a typical new approach from them?
We have a digital access layer. And the digital access layer has a powerful Swagger-based API layer. And this API layer is already used for certain third-party applications like pre-sales bots, where you can ask questions about your order and you will receive a delivery due date, or you can speak with the bot about the inventory status. Such applications have been made by our customers already, relying on API information they get from the database.
But coming back to your customers, are they ready to work with agent, or is that also for them the next step? So first, talking to a bot, second step, working with an agent.
I would say our customer want to have that technology as we. However, they realize it well, that it is not as easy as it looks like. It really requires a lot of effort in order to utilize those features. And that's why they are expecting as well, not from us just delivering API layer and web services. They are requesting as well that we are including that into the application as a ready-to-use feature.
But this is, from a Vitron perspective, a totally new approach, right? Now you're coming into a role like an integrator of AI solutions at the customer's plant, or am I wrong?
It is, I think, a general initiative because of the connectivity requests we have. You know, everyone speaks about the digital manufacturing plant that requires interaction with the value chain system. So all these systems we are not covering speak about the yard management, speak about the area of customer relationship management, about finance, need to be integrated. And all that connectivity need to be organized, orchestrated, someone would say, by a digital hub like CPMS. For that, we require the API layer. And now the AI and the bot can use that AI layer as well in order to get and retrieve data from the database.
I want to come back to your LLM approach, to your ChatGPT. Why did you choose ChatGPT or not Anthropic or Gemini, because they are more capable to deliver better solutions, or am I wrong?
I think the features we are requiring are well covered by ChatGPT, and we want really to focus on a single technology, which is very near to what Microsoft is using as well. As Microsoft is our technology partner in the area of development tools, it's well included as well in our Visual Studio, in the Office products. So that is where we want to really look for. It might well be that in the special cases, there is even better technology or more recent ones. However, that's not the area we are targeting. We want to have an approach which is covering the generic AI by an important and powerful long-term sustainable partner.
When it comes to LLMs, I often hear that there is no business case for LLMs. So now you deliver a product or you deliver a product to your customer. Can you explain in a few sentences the business case of your LLM?
Let's speak about that substitution of manual customer order input. If you look to a plant today, then depending on the customer base, they maybe have 1/3 of EDI orders. They are starting in some cases to receive repeat orders by the web, but there is still existing 1 to 2/3 of manual order entry. They receive that with very variety in business documents and maybe even in different languages. And the bot has no problem at all to really analyze those international purchase order documents and include them in the system. And because of the voice interface the bot is as well offering, you can even correct the analysis of the bot once it displays it. So you have to think, it looks to the document, it provides you the key terms, and then you can tell the system you have made a mistake, you have to substitute that. If it is not automatically from the API integration, is getting that right.
Don't get me wrong, maybe you misunderstood me. I meant the business case for Vitron, for you guys, including LLM in your software suite. Is there a business case or is it commodity that you say, oh, the customer wants that and we have to deliver that?
I would say it's both. When you are starting with AI, you cannot immediately charge a customer for what you are doing because we are as well then in a kind of innovative starting phase. However, the more we invest, the more features we offer, the more they can be directly providing benefits, the more we think that we will have an add-on license for that kind of features, which is as well then a business case or becoming a business case for us as well. Because it's true, it's extending our delivery scope with new knowledge, with new kind of employees. It's not substituting work we did before in the value chain system.
Mm-hmm. At the end, give me an outlook. What's coming after the chatbot, maybe after the agent? What ideas do you have for your CPMS?
The more features the agent can use, the more of such we can combine to a workflow. And we can see as well that there are other potentials where the bot can analyze with the LLM patterns in the system where users have done certain actions which can help us in the automation of other areas. You know, if you are selecting data always in the same way, why should you always to use a filter and tick on the filter criterias when the system does understand that this is the way you work? So there are other use cases we have analyzed and where we are currently in a process to speak about the realization in order to see if they are becoming priority.
So Stefan, you mentioned text, you mentioned images, you mentioned a voice, right? So, but when it comes to machines and manufacturing, the language of the machines are time series. And I think LLMs are not capable to handle time series. Isn't that a topic for you?
Yes, it is. We are not yet starting that, but we can see that this would be a future approach to use those features of the LLM as well in order that we can forecast certain areas better than we do today.
Okay, so combining, let's say, agents with via MCP to specialized forecasting models.
That can be an approach. But as I said, we are not yet active. We can see that as a potential, but we have currently as well looked to areas where the win-win, where the effort is shorter, in order that we can really...
low-hanging fruits, right?
That's true, because we want to deliver something and not just speak about.
Stefan, thanks a lot. It was a pleasure. I'm really looking forward to try out your chatbot. And I'm really looking forward to the agent, because I think the agent topic, that's the next step. And this is not so easy as many people think, that an agent in a manufacturing environment.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert, for that podcast today.